Hear the word of the Lord, first as it is written in a portion of Gospel of John, chapter 15. As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall remain in my love, as I have kept the commandments of my Father and remain in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be filled full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his soul for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever things I command you. I no longer call you servants, for the servant does not know what his Lord does. But I have called you friends, because all things which I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. We read also from Divine Providence, parts of Numbers 148 and 149. Every man wishes to be free, and to remove non-freedom, that is, servitude or slavery, from himself. Every boy who is under a schoolmaster wishes to be under his own control and so to be free. It is the same with every servant under his master and with every maid under her mistress. Every maiden wishes to leave her father's house and to marry so that she may act freely in a home of her own. Every youth who desires to work in some trade or craft, or to engage in some business, or to perform the duties of any office, while he serves under others, wishes to be released so that he may be his own master. Man does not, in like manner, desire to come out of spiritual servitude into spiritual liberty. One reason is that he does not know what spiritual servitude is and what spiritual freedom is. He does not have the truths that teach this. And without truths, spiritual servitude is believed to be freedom, and spiritual freedom is believed to be servitude. Another reason is that the religion of the Christian world has closed up the understanding, and faith alone has sealed it. For both of these have placed around them, like an iron curtain, the dogma that theological matters are transcendent and therefore cannot be reached by any exercise of rationality, and that they are for the blind, not for those who see. In this way, the truths have been hidden that teach what spiritual liberty is. A third reason is that few examine themselves and see their sins. And he who does not see his sins and desist from them is in the freedom of sins. And this is hellish freedom, in itself servitude. And to view heavenly freedom, which is freedom itself, from this state, is like peering at daylight while in thick darkness, or like seeing the sunshine above from beneath a black cloud. Hence it is that it is not known what heavenly freedom is, and that the difference between it and hellish freedom is like the difference between the living and the dead. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.